This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Good morning. Federally qualified health centers are in a unique position to vaccinate people who are most vulnerable to COVID-19. The White House and Philadelphia Health Department point to these clinics as a way to even out racial inequities in the vaccine rollout. But staff at the clinics in Philadelphia say they just don't have the employees to meet the demand. WHYY's Nina Feldman has more.
It was early March, and wait times for the vaccine at Sayre Health Center in West Philadelphia were getting too long. The phone lines were overwhelmed. The staff was burning out. So the center's medical director, Kent Bream, made a very hard decision. He asked the city to stop advertising his site and cut its vaccine allotment by half.
Until we can identify additional staff or additional partnerships with the city or other organizations, we've had to scale back a little bit to keep everybody healthy.
Bream says to meet the community demand, he'd need to double his 30-person staff. There's some money on the way to help do that. The American Rescue Plan will direct federal funding to those health centers, and the CDC has started funneling doses directly to some of them. Still, in Pennsylvania, these clinics are responsible for only 2% of the state's vaccine doses. Jane Scholl runs Philadelphia Fight, a health center that has historically focused on HIV care.
I mean, those of us who've been working in AIDS used to say the AIDS epidemic is showing, you know, shining a bright light, you know, on the inequities of American healthcare. So COVID is shining a floodlight.
At Congreso, another Philadelphia health center, they do about 60 vaccinations a day. One was for Angel Santiago, who gets primary care there. When his doctor told him he could get the shot, he jumped at the chance. Santiago says he'll feel safer going to his job at a warehouse now. Mostly, though, he's excited because he has a granddaughter on the way, and he's thrilled he'll be able to hold the baby. Now that he knows he can get the vaccine at Congreso, he plans to tell his family to do the same. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.